The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
Happy Mother's Day, Diana.
We love you. We love you.
All right, happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there, and welcome to episode 787 of the Shining Wizards podcast. Tonight, the OG Wizards crew is out, but we got the HJ crew, as Handjob Kyle has joined us to double fist this shit. We got some WrestleMania talk, and the show is fastly approaching. We got AEW Dynamite, as that show is fastly approaching. Looks like a hell of a card. And in NXT world, nobody gives a shit. So let's just get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling!
Brando!
Hand job, Kyle! I didn't know the order. I wasn't... Okay, go on.
Handsome Kevin.
It's always a Kevin last.
Oh, so I didn't get the memo. I didn't read the script beforehand. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We forgive you. We appreciate you, Handjob, for being here.
I appreciate the invite.
How are you? It's been a while. How are you? Everything good? Everything in your camp? Oh, don't start that shit.
Been a while. No, yeah, it's been good. Can't complain. Same hand, same job, different hole. You know what they say.
Oh,
right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new hole.
The new glory hole? Oh, yeah. It's lovely. You'd love it there. You should come sometime.
I would love to.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
No, we're having a lot of fun.
That's where I want to start, by the way. They're a hand job, Kyle. That's where I want to start. Yeah, glory hole, because you know what you do with the glory hole? Stab it. You stab it. Now, recently there was a stabbing at an indie wrestling event. Not the kind that we love. Not the kind that I love. And
best segues in the biz.
Oh my God, yeah.
Not that type of a stabbing. An actual stabbing. And somebody got fucked pretty hard. Where do you land on this, Handjob? Are you a pro?
I mean, when it comes to stabbings, I think it's a pretty cruel thing to do.
Thank you.
I mean, just... lighten it up right away. Come on,
how the
guys.
What the fuck are we doing right now when we have a guy stabbing a talent at an indie show. And Brundle Fly, you're part of these sick fuckers in the deathmatch groups that have beef. Like, is this one of your deathmatch buddies, Brundle Fly?
No, go there and this already got proven that it's not deathmatch group related and all that bullshit. It was just some drunken idiot that isn't even in one, or at least he's not in the deathmatch group that me and Tony and Double T enjoy on a daily basis. So
now,
and it is pretty cool that somebody got stabbed. I mean, that's vintage wrestling.
I think more people should get stabbed, honestly.
Yeah,
that's because you're doing your job correctly.
Ask Classy Freddy Blassie how many times he got stabbed.
Not ask exactly. Classy Fred. No, not okay. I do got to ask, though. Like you said, he was not in the deathmatch group. In the deathmatch community, right, if there is a beef between these Facebook groups, do they self-govern each other? Right? Do they police each other? Like, do they watch out for each other? Hey, you're out of line. They got to talk it down. We got to stab you. How do they do that?
You know, this is one of those things that I'm really glad I've never run into, and I hope I never run into and get that involved in a deathmatch group where I feel the need to stab one of the wrestlers. But, yeah.
I just can't imagine, like, when the person's mind where they go, no, this is going to be okay. This is going to be great. This will turn out fantastic. I'm going to stab him. On the other side, I'm going to come out. Just everything's going to be sunshine.
And you're not stabbing.
What was the motive? Like, why did he? Do we know, or was it just a crazy?
I think he got shit on by Cruel earlier in the show. I think he was just a dick, and Cruel like called him out for being a dick at like his merch table or something like that. And I guess that means you get stabbed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
See, because if Cruel actually shit on me, then maybe I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest, too, like there's a million deathmatch guys. Like, you pick Cruel, not Neil Diamond Cutter or fucking, I don't know, John Wayne Murdoch or any of these other guys.
You want to stab? Okay. Noting this down. Cruel. All right. Watch out, guys. Red flags. Somebody tell them.
So what you're saying is if you're going to pick a guy to stab, you want to find like a bitch out of the deathmatch community.
Not even a bitch, but a guy that's like a little bit shorter. Maybe not Murdoch, but you know, like Neil Diamond Cutter is 5'4".
Okay. That has, somebody, height has nothing to do with it. All right. Height has nothing to do with it. Back me up, hand job.
Ooh, sorry.
It's all about thickness, I think. Girth is what you want to look for. You want a nice meaty stab. You don't want a bony stab. You want to get in there and hear the stuff moving.
Yeah, so I guess Beast Man then.
A nice vascular stab.
He's a definite
prime stabbable bloke, yes.
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure it out, Brundle Fly. That's what I want to know. There's got to be a guy. So in the, because you're the deathmatch guy, hand job, do you get into deathmatch as much?
No, but yeah, a little taste every now and then if it's like in a car, you know, like AW with the Texas deathmatch type of stuff. I'm good like one or two a year, but I'm not gonna go seek out a card full of deathmatches. This is not my thing. I respect it, I get it. Well, I don't get it, but I get it, you know what I mean? Like, it's not for me, but I know it's the thing for other people.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing for other people. I'm the same way, not big on that community at all. So I need to know, like, Brundlefly, give me, like, your top two most, like, stabbable. Like, if you're going to get an easy target, who would be your go-tos?
I think my go-to, Mr. Danger. I don't know if you guys know him. He's a GCW guy, but he's like Cheeseburger doing death matches, basically, of Ring of Honor fame. Yeah, he's a hell of a wrestler, and absolutely, and he's a... he does his shit pretty good, but you know, he's a guy I would I feel like I could stab and get away with.
You want to stab?
He'd probably kill me. What?
I feel like if you wanted to stab somebody, it'd have to be a shitter, right? You wouldn't want to stab a good wrestler.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I just figured somebody I would stab and like not get murdered by. You know, I'm not gonna stab Nick Gage because then you know I'll die.
No, he'll stab you back for sure, or something else.
Yeah. Maybe Mayan Pondo. Armpits. He's not going to catch me.
Sure.
He's 58.
No, that's smart. He's that's not. Smart.
Yeah.
Handjob, you recently went to a fucking...
Bingo. Or Double T's got it. Marco Stunt. I'll stab him all day.
That's a small target, though, man. You got to catch him and then hit the target. You got to consider that.
We'll catch him.
You recently went to an indie show, did you not, Handjob?
Yes, it was at a brewery, at a farmhouse brewery here in Virginia, and they had a ring set up.
Stabbings?
Not that I saw. No, there are a lot of stabbable people there. I'll just say that. A lot of a lot of meat to stab. Not that I condone it. But if you wanted to stab somebody in a wrestling ring, that's the place to do it.
Virginia indie wrestling. What's that? That seems a little foreign to me.
There's not a, I mean, there's a little bit, not as much as you would think, because we're like near like the Carolinas and stuff. You'd think it'd be like a really healthy scene here, but like the Virginia Beach area specifically, you got to kind of go a little bit north, a little bit south to find it. So okay. It was an opportunity. They don't really come near us that often. So it's it's good to drink some beer, watch them. What's up?
He said, doesn't really come near you very often. I said, not many people do.
Oh, no. I'm anti-cum. That's why they call me anti-cum, Kyle.
oh, it's name changed.
No, it's a different group. It's a different group called.
Oh, gotcha. But was it fun? Tell me about, you had a great time? You get shit-faced drunk?
I drove home, so reasonably tipsy, let's say. A little buzzing like a bumblebee, perhaps. Buzz.
You drove home, just made it to the wrong house. I'm with you.
I made it inside the house.
That's a house.
Yeah, they didn't like it. But no, there's a battle royal. There was some title matches. There was the Salvation Army Open Weight Championship was up for grabs in one of the matches.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know, if you told me you went to indie wrestling in Virginia and you say Salvation Army, I'd say that checks out more than anything I've ever heard.
Okay, so the Battle Royal, there is a new championship up for grabs, the inaugural championship. So the brewery was Back Bay Brewing, okay? Take a guess as to what the championship was called. Back Bay Brewing.
The back title?
No.
I would have went with the bay, yeah.
The Back Bay Bruiserweight Championship.
Okay, back, triple B, gotcha.
Triple B, well, double B. What? Back Bay. No, Back Bay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Come on.
BBBC.
If you throw in the C out there. So you got to see a new championship. You got to see the Salvation Army. What's that belt look like, by the way? The Salvation Army belt. Was there a kettle on it?
I didn't see a kettle. I didn't get a good look at it, unfortunately. Maybe next time I'll get up and
close. You get the nosebleeds? the fuck's going on here?
I was behind the kids sitting crisscross applesauce in the dirt. Oh, second row, I guess.
Take it easy, Buck.
I imagine it looking like the hardcore title.
It was kind of just like it wasn't a crazy thing. It was kind of like, I don't know, like the Continental Championship, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
MB in the chat wants to know any big names on the card.
Not that I'm not super.
This comment.
Hey, fuck that guy. Who do you have to beat? I'm not super tapped into the local scene here. Unfortunately, there was. It felt like every name was like, you know, you it's like a random generator, like indies, like Daxton Axiom, or like there was like a Zion Hard Dick or whatever. Like they're all like those type of names.
Basically an NXT name.
Yeah, no, essentially. It was a lot of short people. Not that I'm against those. A lot of tiny people over there.
How many indie shows have you been to, Handjob?
I mean, that as far as indie shows, that might be like the second one or so.
I was gonna say, I don't really remember you being much on the indie scene. Are you surprised when you get that close to see how small these motherfuckers are?
Dude, yeah, it was just guys you would see at the mall. Like, I mean, it was also a little chilly too, so everybody's wrestling in like hoodies and shit, and there was like heat lamps. There's heat lamps around the ring.
By the way, how could we be?
It was like 50 degrees. It was a little nippy. It was a little nippy.
Okay.
But no, it was a good time. It was like the outdoor. We're in the. It felt like a road wild, you know, the dirt surrounding the ring and racists in the crowd, and you know, it felt just like road wild, you know.
I get it. I don't know if I want
hog wild.
Oh, there were hogs. My hogs were going wild.
Did you take your hog out? Get your hog wild?
Not in front of the kids. I was way over there on the other side.
You went on the other side of the ring.
Yeah,
that kind of a thing.
Right.
Yeah, good beer.
It's all right. Yeah.
Jeez,
farmhouse. They're more known for like their like it's like the venue's cool. It's like it's a farmhouse, so it's like a big house with like a lot of land around it, and there, you know, the like the lights, you know, like the little bulb lights and the fire pits and the ambiance, and it's a rootin' tootin' good time. And then the fact that wrestling's just in between this, it was a fun juxtaposition. I'll just say that.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
But I've worked a couple shows at breweries, and they're super hit and miss. So Whenever I hear that one was kind of like a hit, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it was like it was an open to the public situation, which I don't know if that they're all like that, but there's a lot of people like, what the hell is this? So it wasn't like the most raucous crowd per se, but it was fun. It was silly. No,
they're definitely not all like that. And Matt and Tony can tell you about their brewery experience and the amount of money that they paid.
I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and that was the show that Offa Jr. beat up the kid.
Right. Yeah, none of that, unfortunately, that I saw at least.
Ah, that's too bad.
So open to the public. So people were just showing up to like get their beer and they're like, oh, fuck, wrestling's here.
I guess so. I mean, there was a lot of people that you could tell were wrestling fans that like saw this on like I saw it on Instagram. I was like, oh, let's go to this. But yeah, there were people that were just trying to have fun with like their families and friends. Like, why is there like shirtless men sweaty in my face kind of thing, which generally you have to ask for. You don't just get that generally in life.
Wait a second. Now I got to follow up. You said they were wrestling in hoodies, but now they're shirtless. They just jump out of the crowd, take their shirts off in the face, hoodie back on, back in the ring.
Some were shirtless. Some were hoodies. Some started hoodies, took them off. There was one guy that had a funny little bit. He had like a hoodie and then he was like, I'm taking this off. And then it was like a long sleeve shirt. And then he took that off and it was a t-shirt. And he took that off. And it was a tank top. And then he took off. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, maybe best, you could be there. But
best talent on the card.
Oh man, I don't even
who stole like your heart? Names. Who stole your heart?
Oh, there was one guy, the one guy that looked like a wrestler. Isaiah something.
Cox Bronner.
Sucker. Hold on.
Headlock.
Isaiah Andrak. yeah, I don't know. There were some that's actually there was a women's match. They were both actually very good. They were some of the better talents on the card. Some nice. Of the lambs out there wrestling, but it was a good time. I don't go to as many indie shows as I'd like to, but I think I'm going to seek to do that more often.
Well, you could just fucking go to them, Handjob. There's nobody stopping you. Only
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I got to get up. I got to put clothes on. You know?
I mean, not everybody lives in the same town as the Mecca like me. So, you know, where there's indie shows like twice a week.
Yeah, and a lot of them. So around here, there's like a peninsula where you have to go through a bridge tunnel to get through. And the traffic's terrible there. And a lot of them are on the other side. And I have to go. It's a whole the traffic. And then, you know, it's a whole to do.
Yeah,
it's a whole.
That makes sense.
Just kind of sounds like driving.
Yeah, but like
not if you hit traffic, then it's stopping.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fair. That.
Yeah. Where I could just sit here and watch, you know, my 2008 Impacts in peace.
Yeah. You know? You could have so watched them like... in 2008 in peace as well, because no one else was fucking watching them.
Hey, come on, guys. Impact Zone is rocking.
Listen, I was an Impact guy for, I think, until about 2010. I watched almost every pay-per-view, even the weekly ones. So. Ooh. Yeah, I had tapes and tapes of the weekly pay-per-views.
Were there storylines, Brundlefly, that you loved?
You know, when Raven came in and nobody expected that, and he attacked Jeff Jarrett and him trying to get to the title, that was a great story, I think.
Didn't there's he have a lot of good shit with
AJ
Punk?
Styles.
Didn't Raven have a version of the Flock in TNA that like CM Punk was in?
Yep. It was the gathering, him, Punk, and Julio De Niro.
Of course.
Awesome. Why wouldn't it be? Good storylines. And Brutterfly, I know if I want to ask questions about storylines, especially in AEW, you're kind of my guy. Handjob, I don't know if you know this, but Brutterfly is kind of like the resident AEW expert.
Damn
because right. Nobody else wants to sit through the entire show.
Stories.
And you fucking do every week, too.
I did not this week. So that's where my first gripe with AEW this week starts. I'm pretty sure, well, as of this morning, I know HBO had not uploaded the most recent Dynamite. And I wanted to watch the most recent Dynamite, not just because I'm back on the watching every week, but it took place right here in Minneapolis in the same arena that my wife's high school graduating class locked.
So you've been under those bright lights, is what you're saying.
I know this one. The same arena that my wife's college class graduated and walked. Yeah. So I was interested in seeing it. I still have not seen it. Brundlefly, break it down, man. I know that Omega and Swerve Strickland.
Yes. Yeah.
Why? Omega and Swerve, fucking why?
It opened it up. And why would they wrestle? Because fucking Swerve put them out for a month. God, why would they wrestle then? It fucking makes sense. So no. Omega comes back at the pay-per-view, wants to get his revenge on Swerve. Swerve says, okay, if you want my revenge or your revenge, you have to put up your EVP status. And then Omega wins.
Right. And we had something similar to this here recently. And why wouldn't they try and get some legs out of this? Like Swerve is good on the stick. I don't think Kenny's a stud.
I think they did it right.
One week build.
Yeah, because Swerve didn't win the EVP. Now they're moving on to MJF and Kenny. Because Kenny is now the number one contender. Watch the match. It was 20 minutes. And it did not feel like 20 minutes. It was a great match. I enjoyed it.
That's what I tell my wife all the time. I know it didn't feel like 20 minutes, but trust me, it was.
Exactly. You know how it is.
It seems so indie. Like, 1 week build. This is shit that they could have done at the start of the show and then fucking had the match in the main event of the show. Hand job. Hit me, man. Break the egg of knowledge all over my face.
Oh, I got no eggs. I got no eggs to be had. I do feel like with AEW, they just try to have these like super dream matches like every week, which makes, you know, like pay-per-view matches seem less appealing to me because it's like we're getting this every week. Maybe it's an embarrassment of riches, but like, I don't know. I didn't tune in to see Swerve and Kenny personally. I'll probably watch it at some point, but I wasn't tuning in live to check it out. I don't know, the stakes, your EVP is on the line. Who gives a shit, you know? But, who cares? We've been doing this like for the past year or two with the Young Bucks, like enough. But, we got MJF Kenny out of it, which we did already get on just a random collision one time, but it's okay. It's okay. It's fine.
No, we get it on the big stage.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't get Miles out of it. That's the part like I don't get. Why wouldn't you, if you're going to do something like, you know, the EVP status is on the line, you want to get some Miles out of that. Do you not?
Yeah.
Like you would have had Swerve win?
No, not necessarily Swerve. I would have more of a build.
They've been building for a month and a half now. Swerve put him out.
I don't know.
I mean, granted, they didn't build the EVP thing, but the feud has been building.
Okay. I mean, it was because their first match was like a week build, right? Because they had the promo the week before, then they had the match, and then Swerve took him out in that match, and now we're back here. So they've only interacted like three times, basically. And we've already had like so much stakes and matches happen. It feels like, yeah, I would agree. I think they could probably get a little more mileage out of it, sure, maybe build things up. But if it's just a means to the end of getting Kenny versus MJF, you know, whatever. Might as well, I guess, right? You got to consult the rankings, though. So,
well, I mean, the rankings are going to be important. Do you think, and that's a good thing you bring up MJF and him, Dolph? Like him and Dolph having their back and forth, is that going anywhere? Anywhere at all? Because I'll be honest with you, I think Dolph is super underrated on the stick. I think he's unbelievable in ring. He's one of the generation's top performers. Can that go anywhere?
Well, I think they're having a match at Create a Pro or something, right? I think that's the beginning and end of it. Personally, I don't think Dolph's gonna be like showing up in AEW or anything. I don't know if he has a spot there. I mean, I don't know. I guess would I like that? I don't know. I think it's just gonna be like a one and done thing. Brundo hates it. He doesn't even want to talk about it.
No, he's like, you know what? I fucking thought about it. I kicked it around a little bit. I'm fucking out. It's over for Brundlefly. What the fuck did he... Brundlefly.
I don't know what the fuck just happened. Like, everything just shut down all of a sudden.
You lost your EVP status.
Yes. There we go.
I thought Sting was going to be behind you when the lights came back on or something, you know?
What's going to be something? Brundlefly, what do you think about Dolph MJF? Would you like to see it?
No. I don't care.
Nothing.
Really? I don't care about Dolph. I really don't. Yeah. I don't. After all these years of him being on the cusp and everything, He just doesn't do it for me anymore.
God, he really does it for
me. He's a hell of a wrestler and, you know, all that. It's, he just doesn't do it. Everybody has those wrestlers that, you know, they don't do it for somebody. Dolph's like mine at this point.
Interesting. That's disappointing.
I think they had a chance with Dolph. Like when that Survivor Series match, man, speaking of Sting, when he debuted, he like ran the gauntlet in Survivor Series. He was red hot after. Then there it's like, whatever. Dead end IC title feud after this. And then, back to the pre-shows you go.
Even before that, when he cashed in to win his title, like that's one of the biggest pops of all fucking time. And then, I mean, I know injuries had a. Didn't help. Yeah, I think he got injured, but
that's interesting.
A lot of start and stops.
Steve says Dolph Ziggler's a good wrestler, just didn't get the exposure he should have gotten. Just WWE was pussyfooting around. Handjob, what do you know about pussy feet?
I'm more of a pussy hand guy myself, okay, personally.
Gotcha. All right.
But yeah, pussyfooting around. I think that is. I mean, that's kind of what they did with him. I mean, he was always like. Oh, he's above water. Up, back down you go. Like he had some his stuff with the Miz was great. That's like one of the best intercontinental feuds I've ever seen. Yeah. Like the stuff they did.
He had a good run with John Cena too for a while. I remember when he had AJ Lee with him.
Sure. Good stuff.
Brunafly, what else on AEW, man? Did anything stick out to you? Because again, I haven't been able to watch the show yet. I did see the was it the Divine Dominion?
Yes,
they took on the Babes of Wrath.
That was on Collision.
Collision.
That was, so Divine Dominion. I think they look good. It's two big birds, as you would call it.
Two big birds, and one of those birds cannot fly. We learned that pretty quick. Isn't it time, like, if you figure out, like, a person that size, and I don't get me wrong, I think Bane's fucking outstanding. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing suicide dives through the ropes, right? She came up short. It's like she landed on a fucking apron.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Not very aerodynamic. No, I'll just say that.
Do the fucking
not built to fly.
Do the diesel over the top gimmick, right? You could do the over the top and be fine, be done, right? It's okay.
Yeah.
Why are we going off the ropes and through? That was pretty rough. I don't want to see Johnny TV, but I can't do it, man. I used to love him so much, and that hair—it's he looks so fucking rough now.
Yeah.
He looks like a walking penis.
Kind of, man, with the hairy head, but like he looks like the uncle that got out of jail after like 12 years and all he did in jail was work out. Like he didn't talk to anybody like that. He's like, I'm free man now. And he's hanging out with these, Mason?
Oh, Mason Manzor, they're fucking great.
I wish they were on AEW more often.
Yeah, they need to be on like every single week. They
fucking
are
hand
so
thing,
good.
Man. Todd, what the fuck's with that? That freaks me out.
Cerebral palsy? What's the hand thing to do?
The hand thing. Mansoor's got those fucking
the
hands.
The hand thing is.
Did you not see these motherfuckers?
No, I was flipping back and forth with baseball at that point.
He's got in his jacket. He's got like two extra sleeves that have two like posable fucking hands. You didn't see this shit at all? Oh my gosh, hideous! Absolutely hideous. Yeah. Don't care for that. Oh,
hold on, MB. It says, how can they like Nick Nemeth but not want Johnny TV on TV? They're basically the same wrestler.
No, MB, no, I love you, MB. I love you, but they are far away from the same wrestler.
And I do want Johnny TV on my TV every week because I know Mason Manzor are coming as well. Oh, yeah.
Johnny TV cannot sell like Dolph can sell, and he cannot work the stick like Dolph can work the stick. Pretty talented cat in the ring. I mean, he's athletic. I didn't want to see. Like, he's an athletic performer, that's for sure. But yeah, Johnny TV is not on the same level as Dolph.
His best work, I think, was Lucha Underground. He was a star on there.
Gotcha. I saw Private Party and Daniel Garcia versus Daniel Garcia and Mox. I caught a little bit of that.
They said like Private Party had won 9 of their last 12 matches. I was like, oh, that goes back like 2 years.
What, on ROH Worldwide? Where have they been wrestling?
Yeah. ROH Nowhere. Worldwide? They got the fucking Lazy Susan for the ring?
Yeah, on Pro? They beaten up tomato cans? The hell are these fellas working? I haven't seen them.
And was it Shirakawa and them had that?
Shirakawa lost to Tekla on Dynamite. And I think they're just literally like she got the heads up because I think they were going to go Tekla and Toni Storm, but Toni Storm is out probably because Juice let his juice loose in Toni Storm.
Attaboy. Okay.
Yeah. Attaboy. Yeah. I mean, look at her. Who can blame him?
I mean, I'm more of a pull out and run kind of guy, but
I like to trap him.
Run fast. Oh,
yeah. You can't leave now.
It's gonna be me forever.
We trap you, but you know.
Yeah, you know, it happens. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
But I think they had to kind of like shift because at this point you're not gonna go back to Chris Statlander. Willow is TV champion or TBS champion or whatever it is, and then I mean is there? Jamie Hayter's in the tag team.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like they just show like the same four women over and over again. They have like a ton of great talent on the roster. Like, where's Queen Amanada at? I think she's awesome.
She was injured, but I think she's ready to come back. And she is who I would have gone with because they have a her and Tekla at least have a history. And,
right.
Yeah. Oh, I was hoping that's who they were going to go with. But
Now, Brunafly, they can still do that, though. Amanada can come back. And she can get a shot right away, and it'll be one night, and they'll be like, I'm back next week, you and me for the belt, right? One week build, come back, and I'll be like, what the fuck are they doing? And you're going to say, they have history!
They can have an eliminator match first. Then you have 2 weeks of build.
That's a good point.
See, I think they would have an Amanada go through the rest of the Sisters of Sin. They're in there to lose. They're in there to take the pin.
The Sisters of Sin fucking suck. You suck with them? I mean, gee whiz, enough. Enough.
Wait a second, hand job. You're going to complain about them being on your TV?
What's that, HK?
So you're going to complain about them being on your TV?
Here's the thing. With you and your pudding matches and your brawls and panties, I could go and type in gaping assholes and they'll be on my screen in 0.2 seconds. I don't need to get my rocks off to my wrestling program. I don't like to be half chubbed and then it transitions to Eddie Kingston. That's not the headspace I want to be in, right? It makes me very confused. I continue to jerk off and now I'm a whole different person coming out of the show. That's not where I want to be. I like that separation of church and state. Church being wrestling, state being my cum.
Interesting. Okay. No, see, I can appreciate where you're going with this, right? But don't you just, Eddie Kingston shows up, you give a little break, right? Give a little time out.
I don't like to stop.
You don't like to stop.
Not a big edge guy?
No, it's like falling down a hill. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just stop.
You can.
You could tuck and roll, but it's not going to feel good.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't. You stop, right? You just stop. So, okay, Eddie's up. Cheeseburger Eddie's on the screen. This is not where I want to, you know, this is not a guck time.
But look, sometimes you're like in this, you got the gears moving. When you're in that moment, you don't want to stop.
It's kind of like, you know, we're all a little bit older. It's kind of like the old porno when they, you know, you're getting there and then they show a close up of the guy. And like, face like in mid, like,
right, or they're talking too much or something, you know what I mean? Like, pipe down their toots, right?
Yeah, I really didn't want to finish where you said, oh, lick my asshole. I got you, I get it, but I just can't be upset about them being on my screen. The birds, the brawling birds, they do anything for anybody at all? Because I'm already fucking tired of them.
I like Jamie Hayter, anything to get her on the TV, I'm good with.
I don't mind them as a tag team. You know, the big beefy broads. I like them. Yeah, I'm always a bit. You need like a big, like a Road Warrior-esque type of team. Not to compare Alex Windsor to Hawk, but
but you're good.
Although he is a bird. So there's something there.
Yeah,
there you go.
But no, yeah, I like a big hulking tag team to be added to the division, and I feel like they don't have a lot of good tag teams in the women's division, so might as well throw them in there.
Divine Dominion? Nothing?
Babes of Wrath are finished, so got to move on to somebody else.
Yeah, they suck chode anyways. Tommaso Ciampa. Tommaso Ciampa. He is fucking positioned as quite the star. His presentation is outstanding. And it is pretty cool to see them do that with somebody coming over, because it doesn't feel like they've done a great job of like positioning the guys that have crossed over this side as fucking stars. But his entire presentation, it looks amazing. I just don't know why you belt them and unbelt them so quickly, right? You know what I mean? Like, bring them in, yep. Great presentation. Here he is. He looks like a stud. Yeah. Belt them, unbelt them, and now, God, who did he fucking? He just faced
Ace Austin. Austin. That was a hell of a fucking match. Ace Austin's a hell of a talent too. Like, juicy everything guys. He does looks good. I'm hoping he graduates from, you know, Collision Loser.
Was he a victim of the? Like the Johnny Gargano pairing, you mean? Like was Pierre because he just, it doesn't seem like he could get away from Gargano ever, and like,
yeah,
Owens and Zayn, yeah, right? They don't feel like they can ever get away from each other, but it seems like they enhance each other. Whereas it's like, okay, Gargano and Ciampa, you know what I mean? Like, was he the victim, right, in that? And now having him kind of on his own, is he gonna flourish?
Yeah, I think, because I mean, he had success in NXT without Gargano, but yeah. I think, you know, main roster comes and it's, you know, he is not the biggest guy, so I feel like he just got lost in the shuffle, unfortunately. I think he had a lot more potential than what it was realized, but I think he found himself in the right spot, seems like.
Yeah, and I remember Ciampa from before he was a DIY guy. He had a hell of a run in ROH before that, so I always knew it was there, but...
Has he always been introduced as from Boston? I could have swore he was like Milwaukee.
No, he was always Boston guy.
Really?
Yeah, Milwaukee sounds... Yeah. I feel like he was from Milwaukee.
I thought so too. Like, when they introduced him from Boston, I was like, the fuck he is? He's a Milwaukee man. Hmm. And I think Milwaukee would know that better than anybody, but I could have swore he was...
No, because he came up with in like that Killer Kowalski area and Chaotic Pro, like, he did a lot of work in some companies in the Milwaukee area as well. But
born in Boston. Always,
yeah.
I don't like it. As far as I'm concerned, he's from Milwaukee.
I don't agree with it.
No. He's a Milwaukee man.
Yeah.
I mean, I can decide that kind of thing if I want.
He does feel Milwaukee. Yeah.
He feels Milwaukee too. Yeah. Now
he starts saying ja ja ja, we know it.
Yeah,
I could picture it.
Anything else on the AEW front?
I think Kyle Fletcher is hurt. Him and Mark Davis were taking on, who were they wrestling? It's in my face, but I should know it off the top of my head. Fuck it.
Somebody dropped dong on you, Brundlefly?
Oh, they were taking on the Rascals.
Okay.
Right.
And at one point, the two of them, they were all like having a little bit of a schmoz, and Davis fell at the same time as Fletcher, and Fletcher's leg looked like it just bended the wrong way. And it looks like they had to like finish the match differently, and Fletcher couldn't get up well. So that's one to keep an eye on. Hopefully that's not something that that lingers on very long.
Yeah, that's a shame. Kids of talent.
Yeah. Well, my brother said it this morning. It's like, Aussie Open, just don't have them tag anymore, because shit happens. The last time they tagged before that, Mark Davis broke his arm and he was out for a year. So
maybe you think their chemistry is just so off that they just completely injure each other anytime they team?
Yeah, there you go.
That's crazy.
They're two
that's
for wild. Two. Despite all the success in many tag team matches before that, you know.
I mean, they're both bigger now. I just don't think they fit together, you know, just girth-wise.
No, they don't. Yeah.
But that huge ass on Mark Davis, everything else on Fletch.
You know, Mark Davis probably does have my favorite finisher at that point.
Your favorite ass in wrestling. All right.
No. Maybe top 10, but, you know, that pile driver he does is so
fun. Dude, the one he did to Darby, who was just sitting on the ramp, he just picks him up and dumps him. Oh, so good. It feels so just dangerous, pissed. But golly, yes. Gee willikers, I love it.
Love it. It looks like they're moving Darby to the Don Callis. He'll fight all those guys. So.
And then he's going to beat them all in casket tombstone matches and then bury them alive and put them in that sack. Oh, I hope he breaks out the sack again and zips them up slowly.
Yeah. Another car crash. Who's he think he is? Tiger Woods.
That'd be a hell of a gimmick. Bring back Kerwin White.
Oh yeah.
That's a thought. Where's Chavo doing? What's Chavo doing nowadays?
Wrestling in Milwaukee. Right.
There we go. That's the play right there. New wrestler, Lion Forest.
Lion Forest.
That's right? Not bad. That's right? Not bad.
Thinking about it. Reintroduce Liger myself. Right. Yep. Liger Toads.
Liger Toads, you know?
It works. Yeah, no, I like it. I
strap like them it up.
We're almost, have they announced anything for Dynasty yet?
Yeah. So we got MJF and Kenny.
Okay.
Cope and Christian versus, what's the fuck? FTR.
FTR.
And kind of Moxley and Ospreay.
Not interested in that, but yeah. The tag match I'd be interested in seeing. I'd like to see him work.
I am very interested in Moxley Ospreay.
That dynamic's weird. It's like, what are we supposed to like Moxley? Are we not supposed to like Moxley?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. They did all this work to like make him a baby face, and now like Ospreay comes back, and it's. I mean, he's saying it. He's like, I'm not going to apologize for what I did, but if you want to come after me, do it.
I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. Like I want my good guys to be fucking good guys, and I want my bad guys to be bad guys. And here you got the Mox. It's like he's a fucking bad guy, right? Let's not forget the bag over the head, right? Let's not forget about that. He's a bad guy. And then it's him against the world, right? Him and his Death Riders, which kind of sucks, right? The whole group's kind of shit. And then he all of a sudden he's like, no, golly, Brundlefly, you washed your mouth out with soap.
Never.
Yeah, you better. Then you got he's going to be a good guy, right? But he's not really he's not good enough to be a real good guy. Like, what the
he's the guy.
I fucking hate it so much. Like, what's the point of it? What's the point of it?
Well, it's all about the Continental Championship. It's all about the Continental Championship, HK.
That's what it's all about?
When it comes down to it, it's just about in between those ropes. And who cares about good guys and bad guys? Am I right or am I wrong, gang?
Bingo.
No, I do.
You want good guys and bad guys? Stop watching JCW.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Brundlefly, because I love watching me some JCW. Really? Manchop, are you a JCW guy?
I have not delved in. I was starting to do a little bit of research earlier, but then I stopped. I didn't get too deep, thankfully. Should I dive in?
It is a very, like, if you can watch it kind of passively, it's where I watch it on the treadmill. So like it's a-okay to watch on the treadmill. It's one of those shows that like there'll be things in it that you'll enjoy. But there's going to be a lot of stuff that you're going to fucking just be annoyed by. Vince Russo, for some reason, every fucking shirt he owns, the collar's just wrecked, right? The collar's just, it's like that. You remember that commercial for the, like, they're like, oh, does your collar look like this? Every collar of his is just fucked. A guy he's such a goddamn slob, right? He's supposed to be a 51% owner of the company, and he presents himself like a fucking slob. He drives me goddamn nuts.
He's always been a fucking slob. You watched the last year of WCW.
Of course, man. Dress for the job you want. Well, actually, he gets these jobs anyway, so just fucking dress for the job.
He didn't seem to have a problem with it with Larry Zbysko wearing those dumb polos with the dogs on them every week.
Hey, that was a button-up, and it was dogs riding hogs, and it looked beautiful. Okay. It looked beautiful. It was finely pressed, right? It was iron. Beautiful shirt. It wasn't a fucking ringed out neck piece of shit.
You know why it was finely pressed? Because everybody is bored by Larry.
It's like ironing board.
I'm going with that.
I was wondering where it was. I was like, no, I'm gonna move. I'm not gonna search for it.
I saw it in the grass. I figured I'd pick it up, and it's kind of dirty. I don't like it.
You did.
Yeah, just like him. They all can't be winners.
Ton of things that you'll fucking hate about it. But there's some good stuff in there too. Brundlefly, did you catch JCW this week?
I only caught one segment. I caught Mickey giving the two birds to Vito in the bathroom.
That's it.
And standing up for herself, but that's it.
I gotta question some things. Right, we got Caleb Conley faced suicide. Spoiler: it's Matt Cross. but it's spelled suicide, SWACIDE. And then on the graphic, they show suicide, like the TNA suicide, spelled the traditional way. And then he unmasks, and it's Matt Cross. And fucking Veda Scott goes, "Oh no, that's Matt Cross. What is
maybe
he doing here?
Suicide is trademarked.
Get out of here." But that's the, like, who owns the? Who owns?
It wouldn't surprise me if TNA did, because they suicide was the character before he was a wrestler. He was the character in the video game.
Right. So it wouldn't surprise me if that was like a tough thing to trademark. You know, I feel like somebody would have gotten that before. Fucking whoever it was, Kazarian came
Ozzy
along.
Ozzy Osbourne, maybe. Suicide or his suicide song.
Suicide Squad. That's a different thing.
Together.
Suicide Boys. That's with a dollar sign.
I don't know. Anyways, what you're saying? That. Well, anyway, but somebody's got it. Like, I would think TNA owns it. Like, right? You have to believe that character came from their video game.
Yeah, and like four or five people played it. Like right. Him, TJP was suicide at one point. I forgot who else.
Was Daniels suicide?
Yes, Daniels was suicide.
Christopher? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get in. You gotta get on JCW just a little bit. I'm not saying
I'm a big fan of. I'll dip my toes into it a little bit. I will say I'm a big fan of the Ring Rat.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I mean?
No,
you know what I mean.
No, I'm out on the Ring Rat.
I like her work. I like her arm drags.
Nah, I'm out.
Where's it dragging against?
Oh, everything. I mean, geez, Louise, it's all over the place.
You like the
out,
rat.
Out on the rats. I'm a big rat guy. Notoriously big rat guy. In some circles.
Okay. You know who I like Sophia Rose. I like Danny Moe.
Okay.
I'm a Danny Moe.
I don't know who these broads are.
Oh,
Danny Moe doesn't come out with Facade anymore, huh?
No, clearly not. Mm. Trouble in paradise there.
Yeah.
Colleen, what's her name? The fucking athlete. I just drawn a blank. Sophia Rose's bestie. No, she's not athletic at all.
She's not built to fly either.
I can't. No, she's definitely not. What the fuck? Come on, Brutafly. What's her name? The athlete. God damn it. Drive me nuts. Yeah, you
no, right. I don't watch every week. You start watching again when the Green Phantom shows up.
Nah, Alundra Blaze?
No, golly, no. Never Alundra Blaze.
Allison Crawley or something like that? Or
No. That's Big Al, right?
Big Al, yeah.
Mickey Knuckles?
No, definitely not Mickey Knuckles. It's going to drive me nuts. I'm not going to remember. Anyways,
love Knuckles.
Nemeth was on this week. He fought Facade. Right, little open challenge, and that fucking bothered me because they say Nick Nemeth is going to have an open challenge, and then Nick Nemeth comes out and cuts a promo and announces that he was supposed to fight PCO, but instead he's going to have an open challenge. Why, like beginning of the show, they say open challenge Nick Nemeth, and then Nick Nemeth comes out and says I'm supposed to fight PCO. PCO in here. Open challenge. Why can't you just let him fucking go cut his promo? Open challenge.
Is it J-Rod, by the way?
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, I love J-Rod. Yeah. Give me some J-Rod. Okay, K-Rod.
You definitely look like a guy who likes the rod.
I don't know if that's supposed to be hurtful, but it does hurt. Is it supposed to be hurtful, Brenda Fly? Make you feel like a big man? Like a big rodded man?
Hell yeah.
Big rods all around. Speaking of the big rods, though, you know who has big rod? Tony Khan. Tony Khan gave a little shout out to JCW. Huh? What do we think about that?
Yes.
What do we think about that? A little collaboration?
I'm all in. If that gets some of the JCW guys on Dynamite one week, Mickey Knuckles on my fucking cable TV, hell yes. Ooh. Any day. It would just suck that Tony Storm is hurt, because her and Tony Storm would have made magic.
Everybody's
what
match.
The fuck kind of magic is Mickey Knuckles making? You tell me right now, goddammit. All she does does is look to grab fucking crotch. She just wants to grab crotch. That's it. Crotch and ass. And you think that she's
Tony gonna Storm? Tony Storm would be all in on that. It would be amazing.
You want him to make a porno, not have a wrestling fucking program.
Exactly.
Well, that's back to fucking hand job.
All of a sudden you want them to be blended or separated.
I'm looking at for you, right? And I'm 100% in favor of blended, right? Don't get me wrong. But what I'm thinking here.
Sure.
That's not what you want, man. That's not what you want. Mickey Knuckles. I'm not a Mickey Knuckles guy, clearly, but she's not doing fucking shit in the ring.
No, she's
doing her goddamn thing.
She was, I think, in this run of taping, probably when she was hurt. You know, we'll see when the new tapings come out.
And we'll see her not do shit in the ring more.
She doesn't need to do shit. I'm more entertained when she's, you know, fucking grabbing Dolph Ziggler's Dolph and, you know, rolling around. Yeah.
No.
She zigged a zag.
Yeah.
Talking about his wiener.
As long as that big ass is out there, I'm good.
Oh, fuck. No. Bad. Bad Brundlefly. Bad.
I don't mind it.
I'm getting away from that altogether. As long as I don't see Vince Russo on an AEW program.
Please.
Yeah, who's the name out of JCW that actually carries weight? You know what I mean? Like, who is the name there that actually you'd be like, oh man, he shows up in AEW, that'd be something. There's nobody on the roster. They show up in AEW, that'd be something. There's not. It's Russo, and that's the end of it.
Disco man, they Ray. Fucking,
no, fuck Disco Ray. And that this episode started, there was like 32 minutes before the first match. And this is a fucking indie show. Let's not kid ourselves here. It's a fucking indie show. 32 minutes before the first bell, because we had to go back out there and have, was it Violent J talk about he's got fucked up legs and he shouldn't be wrestling a match, but he's coming out of retirement. He's got to wrestle this match for 50. It's convoluted fucking main event where it's okay. I'm going to put my 1% up and you'll put your 49% up. And then there's another 50% and this team loses. And then all of a sudden, but then Vito he'll be the fucking owner. But if your team wins, then you get 1%. So if you win, me and Vince Russo and you, Violent J, we'll be partners. But then in another situation, then Vito's gonna, it's fucking convoluted Vince Russo bullshit.
It sounds like Steiner math.
Yeah, I was gonna say in 62 and 2/3 chance winning.
Oh, it was fucking horrible.
MB Stephen Flo. Love to see some Stephen Flo on AEW.
Stephen Flo's about as big as Marco Stunt. He shows up there and people are just going to be disappointed.
Yeah. They'll sing his song, though.
Stephen. To Chris Jericho's theme song?
Pretty much.
More Stephen Flo.
It was fucking, and they had their big, okay, let me do this first. Just so I don't spoil an indie for everybody. Here comes a spoiler, everybody. They had their event in Florida over the weekend. We have a new JCW champion.
Oh, my God.
I forgot we had a JCW champion because he hasn't been on TV in a month.
He was just on TV. He was just on TV. And you know the event that I'm talking about. They've been pumping it on for weeks here on JCW Lunacy. They had their weekend in Florida. And coming out of the weekend in Florida, your new JCW champ. I know, Brundlefly, I know you know. Handjab Kyle, you want to guess who the new JCW champ is?
Is it Mr. Anderson?
No, he was the reigning.
Oh, is
he's
it
not the former?
Is it cocaine?
I'm nailed it.
Is it? Yeah. I'm just reading the names at the bottom of it. Oh yeah. Well, he's probably gonna hold it for one day and then lose it to Stone Cold Steve Austin though. So,
no.
Remember when Kane did that?
No, I remember.
Yeah, yes. It was a reference to the original Kane.
Yeah. 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 It's interesting. It's been an interesting. I don't mind it, but Facade keeps cheating. It seems like that. You remember that Jerry Lynn storyline, where like this guy is so talented he can do everything in the ring, but he keeps on cheating to win matches. Do you guys remember that?
Was that at the end of ECW?
No, that was when he made it over to WWE. Once
yeah, light heavyweight champion.
It was a short run. Yeah, and it was like Sunday Night Heat and everything. Like, everybody was all pissed. Like, he is the most, he's one of the most talented wrestlers we got in the locker room. I don't know why a damn cheat never matched. Right? Like, that's what it feels like. We got to now Facade's going to be on Vito's team. It's going to be a Vito team guy. So it'll be fun. This next episode of fucking JCW, I think I'm going to love it. This is where you should start. This is where you should start, Handjob, because they got a super convoluted main event. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on. It's 1% versus 49% versus 50%. Vito could be the controlling owner of JCW. Russo could be the controlling owner. Or not. No, Russo could be right? He could be with Violent J, right? That equal partners. Might be the time to get in, man.
Sure. Is there anything on a poll up for grabs?
I don't think there has been, surprisingly, yet.
No polls yet, yeah.
No
yeah.
forklifts either? No Viagras?
Well, you got to look at the venues that they have there. And they're not going to really bring in a forklift for, 80 people.
See, these are the things that I don't think about that you bring to the table.
I guarantee some of those fans are forklift certified, though.
Oh, a couple of forklifts with shoes on.
Man, so, and that was, in between matches, they have like essentially card girls, right? They have card girls. They walk around the ring. They're wearing usually next to nothing, right? They got cheeks hanging out. This last week, there was like a fully dressed, like wearing jeans and a coat. Like, looks like she just left the office. Fucking juggalo, like a juggalette, whatever you want to say. It was fucking weird. Like, it was striking. When you're used to seeing, like, I don't know, fucking maybe really good looking girls, you're not really sure because they're in makeup, or just fucking train wreck women walking around the ring. And then here comes this lady that thinks, like, she looks like she just might be a good aunt. Like, what the fuck?
I don't mind that. That's a whole genre. Some people are into that.
You type that in your P-Hub. Good aunt.
Dancing Bear? What you know about Dancing Bear?
Nothing. Good aunt ya.
All right. Where's the leave room button?
Hey, Jeff, please check out JCW, man.
No, I mean, it seems like a train wreck, which is oftentimes what I seek for in wrestling. I mean, Mr. Anderson's here. Who? I mean, Mecha Wolf? Barbarius, the Bizarre, the Berserker? Bean Sprout Berserker Man with the zombies?
Oh, Bare Ass Barnaby.
Bare Ass Barnaby. It's not Barnabas?
That's what I meant. Barnabas.
Yeah. Okay, Barnabas. Barney.
Mecha Wolf is on JCW, and then he's also on... He's showing up on the AAA at times, too.
AAA. Yeah. I like it. Okay. I like it. JCW just got all their spoons in all different porridges.
Yeah.
You love to see it.
Why wouldn't you?
Love a good porridge.
Do you?
Tony, I already wrote that down. Don't worry.
I'm indifferent on porridge, honestly.
It's the food of the poor.
That's why they call it porridge. Wait, is that actually?
Yeah, of course it is.
You know, that checks out.
Yeah, because porridge is like oatmeal, right? And oatmeal is also food of the poor. Yeah, you don't want to
just wet oatmeal.
I eat oatmeal every morning.
Well, I'm back here if you need me. You eat fucking oatmeal every morning, Brundlefly?
Yeah.
Is it instant oatmeal? Is it like the packet, the water, and microwave?
It's the package, the water. It's plain oatmeal. Throw a little honey in there, a splash of maple syrup.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow.
I don't mind it. That's a good move.
It's a way to attempt to keep my cholesterol down. Doing a great job.
Fiber in you?
Oh, boy. Yeah. When I started eating that, forget it. It's a good thing I sit in an island, not by anybody else.
All right. Yeah. But then your wife has to hear it when she's in the shower. So,
she's used to it. In the shower, next to me, in the bed, forget it.
You shit in the bed?
Yeah, he does.
I did once, but she wasn't in the bed next to me that day, thankfully.
Would you just stuff it down at the bottom, hope she didn't see it? Make it count with your feet?
He's shooting oats all over the bed.
Why do sheets feel grainy? I don't know.
What's that brown spot? Don't worry about it.
Is that maple syrup I smell? And shit? Yeah.
It's my bedtime maple syrup, dear. Mind your business.
Yeah. Every morning, I'm still learning things about you, Brundlefly, and that's nice. Handjobs, you got a breakfast of champions?
Oh, well, let me tell you this, gang. I've been making this lovely little casserole situation where it's just eggs and spinach and cottage cheese. And then I oven bake it. And then I separate it into little meals, pick a little cheese and salt and pepper on it. It is a delightful little way to start my morning.
You're fucking me right now.
I'm not fucking you. I like fuck you. Not fucking you at this present moment. No.
I get it. No. Wow. Interesting.
Pretty good. It's pretty tasty. A lot of protein in that cottage cheese. Cottage cheese in your eggs doesn't sound like a pleasant time, but it's pretty nice. It gets you a little viscosity.
No, it 100% does. Hand job. And I'll tell you right now, you do a little scrambled eggs, put a little cottage cheese in your scrambled eggs. Delicious.
Oh, you're talking dirty to me.
I throw sour cream in my scrambled eggs instead.
Did you watch that Gordon Ramsay video? Is that why you do it?
No, actually Sopranos.
It's recipe talk and talk about your recipes.
Hey, if anybody's watching this and doesn't think we're going to go off on tangents about food and laundry and all this shit, you haven't been watching it long enough.
It's just fucking weird to me that don't get me wrong. I'm a guy that eats the same fucking thing every day, but like you never hear fucking oatmeal. Like I don't hear anybody like oatmeal. Like you've never in my house, I've never uttered the words like, "Hey, do we have oatmeal?" Like that fucking doesn't happen.
Really jonesing for some oats. You never said that?
Not even once, man.
I don't know. Maple brown sugar oatmeal. That's good shit. I can get going with that.
Overnight oats. I went through a big overnight oats phase. That's pretty good.
My wife does that too.
I tried the overnight oats. The problem I couldn't get past is that fucking you drink it, right? And it essentially like the feeling is like you're throwing up in reverse, right? Just the consistency of it. So I fucking couldn't do it. Like I had to stop. I'm like, I'm gonna give this the real college try. Yeah, I couldn't do it. So I'm a protein bar.
Yeah, he's used to the gooey stuff getting all over his face, not down his throat.
On my chest. Don't be an asshole. I am a classy broad. So
if you're classy, you would clean it up like a good boy.
That's fair. I let Tony do it with his tongue.
Okay. You should be sharing. Sharing is caring.
Well, it's bro stuff. I'm a simple breakfast man. I got the protein bar and the apple, man. You know, nobody goes apple in the morning. No fruit in the morning. Doesn't get you going.
I'll tell you this. I've been getting into fruit recently. I'm a big dragon fruit guy. You ever we guys know about dragon fruit?
I know nothing about dragon fruit, but I'm glad you brought it up. Because out of the panel, I would guess you to be the guy that knows about the dragon fruit.
What's that mean? What's that mean there, HK? It's in my oriental garden. I grow the dragon fruit.
Thank you.
After I'm done picking the rice, I get the dragon fruit. Bring it in. Fibrous breakfast.
Right. Talk to me, man. What is it? Dragon fruit. Do you peel it?
Yes. Well, so here's the thing about dragon fruit, right? It's a gorgeous fruit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad.
Well, there's pink ones and there's yellow ones. I'm more of a yellow one myself, but don't shoot the messenger. So is my wife. But no, it's just a lovely looking fruit from the outside. But then you cut it open, it's just a big ball of cum in there. Like it's just this white with like black seeds. Okay. It looks disgusting, but it tastes. It's like not too sweet, but it's like refreshing. It's like a less sweet watermelon kinda. But it's just enough. It's just a lot. It's some fruits you just bullshit. It's just like vines and rinds and then the shell. It's just all business in there. It's just a big blob of cum, but it's delicious.
Okay, man, big delicious blob of cum. I got you.
Yeah. While we're on fruits, one more thing about fruits.
Yeah.
Kiwis. Where do you guys stand on kiwis?
Yeah, I'm for them.
Do you eat the skin?
Like that, like the furry sack.
Yeah, I didn't know you could eat the skin, but you can eat the skin.
Yeah, most fruits, the a lot of like the a lot more of the good stuff is in you if you eat the skin. Yeah.
You ever eat a pineapple skin?
I have not. Is that skin or is that bark? Do they call that bark on a pineapple?
I could see that, or like a melon, maybe being bark. It looks like bark.
I'm a big melon man.
Woof woof.
Yeah.
Melon or melons?
You know, A little of everything.
Melanin?
Yeah. No.
You just got the never mind.
So Brundlefly, with our yes. guest here, the handjob Kyle, I know he is part of this. We're having a tournament, man. I don't know if you heard about it.
Oh man, deep in it.
Best guest of 2025 tournament, right? It's been going
we're
up.
Taking it home. We're taking it home.
You think you're taking it home?
Come on, hard-ons, vote.
I'm telling you right now. I'm a macho Manitoban man.
Yeah, macho that can suck my ass.
Oh, brother. I you know, and if he did, I bet you'd be pleasured.
I'd let him.
So, Brundlefly, you got the results from the last round?
So, I do. So, in the matchup between Becca and Vincent moves on. Gary J versus Dan Barry. Dan Barry moves on. So, now we got Vincent and Dan Barry in the next round. Now, for the most interesting round to my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Gringo Loco loses to Juice Springsteen. Sam Stackhouse loses to Handjob Kyle. So now we got Juice Springsteen, Handjob Kyle in the next round.
Oh shit, fuck that guy.
Part of the Elite Eight.
The juice is loose. The juice is loser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, strong words there.
Folks.
Next round. Sexy Eddie defeated by Macho Man and Tobin. Two of my favorite. Yeah. Macho Man, if anybody was going to beat Eddie, I figure it would be him.
Yeah.
And then we got a whole bunch of ties.
Yeah. So we're going to have to we're gonna have to consult the committee on our tie.
Yeah. We definitely have to consult the committee and see where we're going. Macho Man. Kate and Dr. Redacted tied. Jimmy Jacobs and MLJ tied. David Penzer and Alec Price tied.
Maybe me and Juice get a bye each. Just a thought. You know, a WrestleMania 4 situation?
You know, we'll consult the committee, but I kind of like that where your head's at. Where
you we can't are kind of like the Hogan and Andre of the wrestling community, you know?
If you can't beat your opponent, why do you get to move on? So that's a good point. Can you do that with three ties, though?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We can crunch the numbers.
Okay.
Number not we. I mean, I'm numbers. Not, you know, I'm just in the right, tournament.
Yeah, you know, you're in.
The royal we.
Yeah.
For now. Who is that?
The Who? Royal we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the we, like the, you know, like we.
Oh, like you're having a good time. We!
Yes. Yes. Precisely.
I didn't realize that was royal.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Let's get to some WWE, because I know, Handjob, you love yourself some WWE.
Oh, I'm a WWE shill. An e-drone, perhaps.
I like that, man. It's good. So it's good to have you here. It's good to have you. Are you getting pumped at this point? Is WrestleMania, is that wetting your keister?
Does your keister get wet for things like that? I want to consult somebody.
Just getting ready for stuff.
I'll tell you what, man. Oh, well, yeah, my ass is actually always wet for my bidet, but
there you go.
That's a whole other thing. I think WrestleMania could be a sneaky good show, I would say. I'm not like, you know, some of the build is a little iffy, but looking at the card on paper, it's like, oh, this is kind of fun. There's some fun stuff here.
Okay. The Randy Orton stuff? Are you worried, like, they might need to just shift with him? Because he's not picking up any heat. People are loving what he's doing right now.
I think maybe we're still fresh off of his heel, because everybody loves a heel turn. I think they could get there. Is Cody the guy to get him there? Like, do people still support Cody to an extent that they're going to boo Orton? I don't know if that's the case. So it's, but I feel like they're in a position where they could pivot if they needed to. You know,
what is
so
it,
I think
that,
the guy, yeah.
Is that pivot a double turn?
I don't see a path for Orton to just be babyface again, though, is the thing. I don't know. It's an interesting situation. But I think they could still plow through and do a little something. I think Cody will still get him at Mania.
Okay. And do you think that the them cheering him beating down Cardona, you know, is that is that more like because you know, Cardona?
If you want Orton to get over as a heel, you have to have him beat somebody up that people give a shit about. So,
like maybe his wife, maybe Cardona's wife.
Okay, well,
I thought you meant Randy Orton's wife.
Yeah, I don't know why that's better, by the way. It's like, oh, it's just Cardona's wife.
Yeah,
I guess she is a wrestler, so it's fair game.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, not, I don't want him to go fucking home and start Floyd Mayweathering the household. Like, I just want to beat up Chelsea Green.
You got to heel work as heel work, brother.
Is there anybody on the roster at this point? Like, he could attack and probably get some booze.
Hey, Jelly Roll. That's what he did. Now we all hate Randy Orton, right?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. I don't give a shit about Jelly Roll, so he can go away.
Yeah.
You know what?
A 40-year-old live, laugh, learn person.
No, it's not me at all. It might be Danhausen. As fucking dumb as that sounds.
No. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
It might be Danhausen. Because fuck it. Everybody is kind of coming around to being like, and I love Danhausen. I love what he's doing. But like, he comes out. He's fun. He's quirky. You know what I mean? Like, people are cheering him. Orton comes out and just royally fucks Danhausen. You know, the royal we fucks him.
It's not how you use that.
I'm still figuring it out. But
you get there.
If you do like that, is that going to be enough to turn Orton? Is that going to make Orton fucking hated?
I just don't know if he's able. At this point, I don't know if Orton's ever going to be hated. Although it was just a few years ago, like at the beginning of COVID, he was doing some great character work as a heel with like Drew McIntyre and with Edge. So he's a guy that can get there. I think they need to. Because I think, right, isn't he's like still like conflicted? Isn't that the situation where he's like, it's the voices in his head, like he doesn't want to do this, but he does. I think they got to get rid of I appreciate them trying something there, but I think they just need to like commit to him being a dickhead.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anti-hero, right? Anti-hero.
That's probably the ultimate, yeah.
Yeah, I think result. that's the situation we get. We'll get to.
Can I hit you with this? Are you guys excited about the host of WrestleMania this year? You can't see him, you could see him there. John Cena.
I fucking missed that. When did they
announce it? Yeah, they just announced it today.
Okay.
John Cena to host WrestleMania 42. So.
I don't fucking care. I think the host of WrestleMania is such a bullshit thing. Like, there's no reason to have it. There's no reason to have a host of WrestleMania. It's fucking stupid.
Who was the host last year that disappeared?
Don't know. Don't give a shit.
Minaj or
Cardi B, I think.
Cardi B, that was it.
I think it was SummerSlam, wasn't it?
SummerSlam. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, like, the hosts, traditionally, they show up, like, once per night and then fuck off. So, like, but John Cena being the host, maybe there will be something more substantial there, but I doubt it.
There's no reason for it.
Maybe Gunther will choke him out again. He's got nothing else to do on the show.
Oh, he'll do something. Geez. He'll be fine. He'll be
Andre fine. Battle Royal.
I'd be okay with it. I love a Battle Royal. I love a Battle Royal.
I'm with you on that one.
Ooh, here's a thought. Here's a thought. He wins the Battle Royal, right? Goes out. You know how everybody does the pose with the trophy. He takes the trophy. He snaps it in half with a choke.
Like it.
Wait, get ready. He retires the Battle Royal.
You know what? Now, if I didn't love Battle Royal so damn much, I would say, yes, I'm in. But I don't want the Battle Royal to go away.
Well, it's just the Andre Battle Royal.
Oh, what if he comes out, right? Does it? The Mae Young Battle Royal.
Now we're cooking with gas with the vagina trophy that they had.
Yeah. Snap that thing, right? Sorry.
Fists it.
Sorry. No more Battle Axe Battle Royal.
Hey, the fist is Mae Young's son, not Mae Young.
That makes sense.
See, it all comes together. It's a full circle.
I'm kind of getting there. The Vision, do we just got to get away from it?
They should have gotten away from it from referral long time ago.
I guarantee the Vision's probably going to win tonight. They got a street fight with the Usos. They'll probably win the tag titles tonight.
I'm not upset about the Usos, like, as a team. I think they're both best suited to be a team together. I think that's
that's
their best situation for each of them. So I'm not mad that they're a team or anything like that. Division sucks because like I think Theory is a stud. I think he's got all the talent in the world, and I think that he could be part of that next crop up. But he's just he's next to that fucking Chode.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't do anything at all.
Vision are basically at this point Rybacksel.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. Yeah, it's not a good.
I like Rybacksel.
Yeah, I liked him too, but him and Ryback as Paul Heyman guys didn't scratch the itch there.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Yeah, you might be right.
No, I think we gotta cut. But I think there's money in Theory as a babyface, personally.
Okay.
I think they've tried so many different angles with him as a heel, and it hasn't taken hold. But I feel like, I don't know, there's something in him. I feel like he could be a likable guy if he were just to go the different route.
Yeah, I like that. I like that thought. I'm not against that at all. Here's a thought. Can we get rid of Cutters? Right? Can we just Cutters, just get rid of them? And then maybe the bouncy boy, maybe he can learn another move. I just throw it out there.
That's all he needs. That's all he needs.
Oh man, I'm sick of seeing cutters. I'm sick of seeing cutters. Like, remember when the DDT went from a fucking devastating finish to a fucking setup move? And now we're there with cutters. Yeah. Like, it just bothers me. It just bothers me. And
there's always a move like that, whether it's that, it's a super kick, it's a shining wizard, it's everything.
The jackhammer, right? That's next.
Yeah. It's be
like fucking power bombing your opponent off the fucking entrance ramp. That'll be next. I don't know. I'm just fucking tired of it. Does he do anything for anybody like that? Javon Evans? Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like?
I like him.
He's got something.
I just don't know what it is.
I like his boyish wonder.
Okay. Personally. He's a little bit of charm, but I wish he. Everything about him is just jump and splash and jump and rope and jump and like, and I can tell you this. Yeah. I get that. But like, that's not going to work out well longevity wise. All right. It just isn't right. When I was 21, I could jump around all night long. Right. Well,
still couldn't dunk
half the night.
Neither could I, to be honest. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. but like, you have to have some type of rounded skill set, right? Just longevity wise. Like Jeff Jarrett could still work today because he worked a great style that worked with every opponent.
Jeff Jarrett should still be working today.
Fuck you.
No, he should. 100% should.
Oh, I thought you said should. For that I love final you. I take it back.
Yeah.
I was
all in for that final run with MJF and all that, and then they pulled the fucking rug from us.
Damn, what the hell was that? He was just gone. See you later.
Yeah.
Back here if you need me.
Grande versus Grande at Mania for the mask. Do we want to see that?
I feel like that would be better suited for AAA.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I. But you gotta have some Grande at WrestleMania, don't you?
What if they
have four Grande?
What if they come together and become Vente? Huh? Thoughts?
I don't think I'm there.
I'm okay with that.
I don't think I'm there. No.
You can do, like with all the black hooded guys, you know, have a lot of Grandes running around.
Just have a battle royal of black hoodie guys and Grandes.
I wasn't there, but once you said that, are they all in Grande mass?
Yeah, and or you could have them all in a battle royal. You know what you call it? A Grande the Giant battle royal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay. A lot of ways you can go. A lot of ways you can go, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm okay. Anything really fucking tickle you this week in the world of WWE?
Anything you have a new US champion. Carmelo Hayes loses to Sami Zayn, and now Sami's got his WrestleMania match against Trick Williams.
Some people were pissed off about that. Why?
Because they thought Melo's been doing great shit with the US title, and now he's off. I mean, I don't blame them. I thought it was going to be Mello Trick at WrestleMania. There's a nice long backstory with them from NXT. They could have gone that way, but
yeah. I think
a lot of the time, like, what bothers me, and I fucking hate the internet. The internet can fuck off. But a lot of the time, what bothers me is when people are like, this is so fucking dumb. Why would they ever do that? And all they're saying is, or they say like, oh man, they didn't do it the right way. And all they're fucking saying is they didn't do it in a way that I like, the way that I wanted them to do it. And it's just so fucking dumb. So like, he loses the belt to Zayn and everybody's pissed off about it. Do we know where it's going? Right? Do we know what's going to happen next? Anything, you know what I mean? This could build, right? This could be a fun little feud that they get a little mileage out of. We don't know. Maybe it won't be, right? But maybe it will be. These fucking guys on the internet piss me off. What do you think, Handjob?
Well, no, I agree. I mean, there's a lot of, it could end up being a triple threat for all we know. Maybe Carmella gets inserted into the match, or maybe Sammy and Trick happens at WrestleMania and all of a sudden Carmelo Hayes has a motivation. He has a goal. He has a vendetta against Sami Zayn, and then they have a feud that actually has some meaning and foundation to it. And then he's off to the races there. So I think, Carmelo will get his shine. You know, whether it's this year down the line, I think.
Wow. And one of the Bellas got injured on SmackDown, I hear.
Nikki Bella, I believe. There was something about that.
Now it,
that, then that terrible match won't happen at WrestleMania.
I say that shocks me, because like, obviously injuries can happen anytime in the ring, but when you're moving in slow motion, they're a lot less likely. You know what I mean? Like,
she's apparently in a walking boot.
Gotcha. You're really managing your risk when you wrestle at those neck break speeds that they do.
yeah. Bella Army, raise up.
Nah, sit down. Just sit down. Sit down.
Damn, I was really looking forward to them against Lash Legend and Nia Jax.
Oh, they were going to walk out with the titles, I think.
Oh, no. Yeah, probably.
No. People love the Bellas. My wife loves the Bellas. I can't say this too loud, but she loves them.
Fucking why?
She was a big Total Bellas gal, Total Divas, etc. Drake, okay. She's got their wine.
Mm-hmm. Has she heard about Nia's hole?
I don't know if she knows about Nia's hole. I could ask.
I was going to say, that's probably, she might make the turn if she finds out about the hole.
What kind of turn are you thinking? Where is she turned towards?
The hole.
Her hole?
Yeah.
Goes towards the darkness instead of going towards the light?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, she married you.
Okay.
It was there. I had to take it.
Take it.
I'm always interested and excited about WrestleMania, but it does not, it still doesn't feel like WrestleMania season. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I still don't have that WrestleMania feeling. And I don't know if it's, I don't know if I've just come to the age now where like, it's like, you know, your birthday. Like, yeah, sir, it's on Tuesday. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? Like, is that part of it? Like, yeah, sure, we're gonna go to dinner. It's my birthday. Whatever. Fuck.
There's a South Park episode like that.
When you
get to a certain age, Stan gets to a certain age, and everything becomes shit. He's watching a movie. It's people shitting. It's you know, like, he's outside. People talk to him. It's all shit.
Yeah. So, is that what it is?
Yeah, I highly recommend watching that one.
Is it the fact that we are just like oversaturated with stadium shows nowadays? Like SummerSlam's in a stadium, Money in the Bank's in a stadium, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble. Like just feels like another super show out of the several per year. I think that maybe has a lot to do with it.
Could be. I don't know. I want to be excited. You know what I mean? Like I want to be excited. I want to feel like a kid again. Right.
Well, you can't. A watched pot doesn't boil.
You want to feel. And
if you're trying
again?
To be excited, you know, who's in the chat? yeah, you can't. You can't beg for the. It's like if you're flaccid, right? You can't just yell at your dick to get hard, and it becomes hard. You have to just let it happen.
Happen. I got nothing. Yeah, you're right.
See.
Yeah.
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, but sometimes I stare at it. It'll move. It'll move.
Well, that's a whole different situation. Oh, yeah.
Trying to run away from my fist. Anyways, not again.
For fifth time today, leave me alone. Give me a break.
Are you kidding me at my age? I'd be lucky if I had 5 months.
Oh, no.
Penta. That's something I want to ask. Penta and the IC and the IC title. Is it working? Do you like it? Do you love it?
I think we're still pretty early, no?
Yeah, it's only what, been 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, yeah.
He feels like an IC title guy to me.
Yeah.
Do you want to see him and his brother reunite?
I think they're better apart.
Really?
Personally.
Okay.
They're not doing shit with Phoenix. So.
Well, that's anybody could have guessed that they weren't going to do shit with Phoenix. No, I think when the Lucha Bros are together, I think they bring the worst out of each other. I think Penta has so much potential as a singles guy, especially in the IC, just like a guy to have fun matches, and you don't really need much more than that. But he has like the charisma still and the presentation. I think it works. I think it works well. Phoenix, I mean, he could always enter the equation at some point, but
yeah, I think you're 100% right. Like I don't think that Penta gains anything from teaming with Phoenix at all. Like I really don't, but at the same time, you like that like story, don't you? Get back together, fall back apart, get back together.
If they end up falling apart, maybe
have an Inferno match.
Okay. That's
find out that Phoenix killed the parents.
Right.
I mean, I'm kind of a match guy. There are plenty of teams I wouldn't mind seeing the Lucha Bros go against. Give me some good Lucha Bros Fraxium.
Okay, okay.
Them versus the Usos.
Them versus the Hold and Lash Legend?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The Hole? Is that what her name is?
Why not? That's I don't know. I think about that sometimes because I think Penta's presentation is fantastic, and I think he's wonderful. It's nice to see him slow down in WWE. It's nice to see him sell a little bit in WWE. You know what I mean? Like it's nice to see him work at kind of a different rate, a rate that's a little bit more appealing to like my taste in wrestling. I'm sure there's some people out there that fucking hate that he's slowing down and you know all that, but I think he's been fantastic. I want to see what he does. I want to see what he does next. He doesn't have a match at WrestleMania yet. Yeah.
No.
They'll probably really have some like bullshit fatal four-way, whatever the hell. Yeah.
Dominic.
I think they're going more Dominic Finn, you think? Or
with no stakes? So, yeah.
I mean, there's stakes. You don't need like really stakes for that one. Dominic turned on Finn.
Blood feud? Okay.
Yeah.
Man, Finn versus the entire Judgment Day. Just because I just love to see him kick fucking Raquel's teeth in.
Wait, remind me again. Do you like Raquel?
Yeah, no. No. Oh, Flapjack Tits Rodriguez.
Okay, well. Now, if she got some dragon fruits, would you be
No. Oh. No. No, she's not good. She's not good on the stick. She's not good in the ring. I don't like. So there's three things, right? There's three things. And I think you have to be two of them, right? Ring, stick, appearance. And when you have none of them.
Okay. That's very rude. You like the Mexicans though, don't you?
Whoa, take it easy now.
That's the word on the street. You're Mexicans. That's what you said. The Hondurans.
It's my family, right? And I got family in Mexico. Family in Honduras. Yeah, of course. Those are my people. Those are my familia. I got no problem with them. But again, Raquel Rodriguez, there's three. You can get away with two. You have to have at least two.
Right.
Or you could be fucking Hall of Fame at one and still get by. Right. But if you don't even have one, there's I'm going to have an issue with you. And unfortunately, Raquel doesn't. Do you think she's got one?
I think she's better in the ring than you give her credit for. She's hollow. She's not Hall of Fame quality, I guess. I think she's a perfect bodyguard type of. You know who she is? She's the female Tyson Tomko.
Now that's a fucking, that's a win right there.
Huh. You know, like, not the best, right? You're not going to buy a ticket for Tyson Tomko. Well, you see Tyson Tomko. Oh, let's look at Tyson Tomko. And then you kind of go about your day. Doesn't hurt you, but, you know.
No. No.
Thought I had you there. Thought I had you there for a second.
No, I thought about it. I didn't think about it. But the answer is still no. I'm not on Raquel. And like the ladies roster, that's one of her big uphill battles, is that the ladies roster in WWE is pretty outstanding.
Yeah, and, sure. Yeah.
And then you drop her in it and she's not, I mean, put Raquel in JCW, right? She's probably like the fourth, fifth, right? She'd land right in that area. I'm not sure. Well, we got J-Rod, we got Danny Moe, Crawley, Big Al. Yeah, she'd probably land fifth.
Mickey Knuckles.
Nah, not Mickey Knuckles. Not Mickey
Definitely
Knuckles.
Mickey Knuckles.
Back to that whole you gotta have three thing. But
she's got two things I like.
She does not. She does not. I just there's nothing there. There's just nothing there for me. And again, like stack her up against the rest of the roster, right? Stack her up against Vakur, or stack her up against fucking Liv. Or, you know what I mean? All of them.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. Even just against, like, you know, the big hosses, like there's like the Lash Legends of the world. Mm. There's even like a Jordan Grace or a
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley, Zarya, and NXT. Like, there's a lot of good, there's a lot of big, beefy broads around. Mm-hmm. And you got to be the beefiest. And I don't know if she's the beefiest.
She's definitely not the beefiest. Yeah. So we can just
remind her, though.
She's fine. No, she's not fine.
Somebody HK or hand job.
Yeah. Fucking knock it off. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll turn this off.
But well, we thank you for joining us. And you said people like Jordan Grace. Jordan Grace is a fucking she's an absolute stud. Like I still think there's people in NXT that would stand up over her. So I don't know. It's just not.
Y'all familiar with this Nikki Blackheart? A new signee. I've only seen stills of her on Instagram, but she seems like she has talent.
Okay.
She seems like she has the goods. She's a big muscular guy. Think of like Soraya or Paige, but just like the two Pokemon evolutions up.
N-I-K-I.
Yes.
Blackheart.
Yeah. Well, kind of a Rhea Ripley-esque.
Jeez.
That's all pink meat.
Okay. Yeah.
Give that a gander. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. Bookmark that.
I'm going to tell you what. Even if I said no, it wouldn't be up to me in that situation.
That's a either we fucking or I'm fucking situation. Yeah.
She's a Rikishi gal.
Press cool. That big.
good pull. Doesn't
I did.
Rikishi students, aren't they always kind of a little bit off?
Is that a Zilla?
Rusev is one.
Rusev is one?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Rikishi guy.
Huh. Interesting.
And then after that, probably you're correct.
Yeah, okay. Let's say something's out there.
I don't know what it is. I guess he's either training people or bitching about the Usos online.
Well, Jay's the best in the business. Oos. I had not seen her. I would like to see her. Where do you think she goes?
Well, she's probably starting NXT, I imagine, yeah. I think she's
all for one of those.
Golly, what about that Jordan Blue? Why isn't she signed somewhere?
She's a JCW type of gal, I think.
Really?
She's a ring rat 2.0. See, not I mean, all due respect. She's a ring rat, I think.
All right. Well, see, and I could get behind her as a ring rat.
I wouldn't. Yeah. So, yeah. The ring rats, the twoies. I don't know. There's something.
The Ratatouille's? Is that what we're
doing? Spitballing here. We're workshopping.
I got you.
Yeah.
Ratatouille's. He went Ratatouille's. It's fine. It's all right.
Because it's two of them. Ratatouille's.
I got you. No, it makes sense.
You like it. You don't want to like it, but you like it.
No, I see. And that's the thing. I'm out on the ring rat. But if she had that Jordan Blue with her, I might come back around a little bit.
Yeah. Isn't there a blue cane down there somewhere? Or is that not one of the canes?
There was a blue cane. There was a rainbow cane, cocaine, and I think there was another one.
Blue cane, Jordan Blue, Blue World Order 2.0.
There you go.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Although, if suicide, if you do suicide, why couldn't you? Maybe in JCW, all bets are off. You can do whatever you want.
Well, you just spell it B-L-U.
There it is.
I think he got sued, Blue Kane.
What if it was Blue Ball World Order? And it was just like Jordan Blue and, you know, a couple other rats. Yeah.
It's a thought. That's not good. I think you kind of lose the wordplay a little bit there.
By adding balls?
Yeah, it just becomes a mouthful, so to speak.
But if you put the balls small underneath, right? Blue and then balls, world order.
Oh, like a, somebody did that.
You crammed it in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad.
It's not great, though.
Not the best, definitely, for sure. It's JCW good.
Well, that's all it needs to be.
Send it up. Send it up the flagpole. Let's get this going.
I might have to. I'll send him a direct message.
Yeah. His inbox is wide open.
Oh, boy.
Man. Where else are we going to go? Where else are we going to go today? Let's see here. But,
talk about
you
New
know,
Japan?
No, I don't talk about New Japan.
There's probably a reason, too.
What's that?
You don't watch it.
Oh, good point. Good point. I don't watch.
That'll do. That'll do.
Brundlefly.
Yes.
Now, you have a blind rankings, yeah?
I sure as shit do.
Now, Handjob, are you familiar with the concept of the blind ranking?
Yeah. I've ranked or two. I've ranked a rat or two.
You ranked a rat.
Yeah.
Golly, tell me that's what the list is.
No, sadly, it's not.
Oh, son of a bitch. Battle Axe.
Yes, Bird, I'm familiar.
Anything like that? Okay.
Yeah. Nope. This week's blind rankings is going to be streaks in wrestling. Not in your pants. Okay. Wrestling streaks.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Sure.
Exactly where my head went right away.
All right. And we are going to hop right in and go. Right with the Taker WrestleMania streak. Where are you ranking that 1 to 5? HK, go for it.
That's number one. Yeah, that's an easy one to me. I think that's probably the best streak that we've had in wrestling. I think it's hard to. It should have never ended. I'm a firm believer that it should have never ended. If it did end, it should have ended to somebody that was going to take that torch in that style, whether it be a Bray Wyatt, you know what I mean? Bray Wyatt would have been a perfect situation if he was the one to take that streak because of the almost borderline supernatural paranormal, you know, type of a, maybe not paranormal, but supernatural type character. Maybe that's about the same thing either way. But it should have never ended. I love the streak. It was such a huge, huge situation. It was big enough for like, every year there was a program heading into WrestleMania that like I looked forward to what was going to happen in that program. So yeah, for me, Undertaker's Secret WrestleMania is 100% number one.
All right. Handjob, what do you got?
Yeah, I kind of echo the sentiment of old HK there. I am skeptical though of that being your first one. I feel like you might have something in the chamber for us. So for that reason, I'm gonna go two. Ooh. I'll be a little cautious here.
All right, so number two, Asuka's undefeated streak in NXT. Never lost a title.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
That's five.
Really?
We're talking about, yeah. So, and I'm not taking anything away from work or anything like that. We're talking about an undefeated streak in developmental. So, I mean, great work and all that, but it's just, it's not anywhere near an Undertaker undefeated streak at WrestleMania. So yeah, that's going to hit five for me. It's not, to me, it's a great run, not extremely memorable.
Well, you don't remember her triple threat versus Peyton Royce and Billy Kay? What about her Nikki Cross match?
No.
Maybe a Bianca Belair match there?
No.
I think this might have been pre-Bianca, no?
Oh, yeah. That would have been Shayna.
This is like Blue Pants era of NXT, I think.
Like the in-between. You had your Blue Pants, and then I forgot who else. So, yeah.
I'll go four because it was a very it was a good one. Not a great finish. She, you know, she kind of goes up to the roster and then loses immediately. So not great.
Yeah,
I feel like you might have a stinker up your sleeve and the other sleeve. You got two sleeves. So I'm gonna go four for this one.
All right, and next we're going with the streak of Goldberg.
This is gonna go to four. So I'm not a Goldberg guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the like one of the things I have hated in wrestling is the Goldberg streak, because they fucking broke the rule. They broke the rule. He got over by going over. And that means once he's not going over anymore, it's not there. Like, it just, there's a spot for him. I don't know where that is. He was a New Age Ultimate Warrior, man. He worked a great squash match. Like, he was just, I think he's a dickhead. I don't think he's a talented wrestler whatsoever. And the only reason why he got in the position he was is because they made him undefeated. You know what I mean? Like, I just, again, not a Goldberg guy. I think he has a spot, but that streak is one of the worst things that they did.
That's fair.
Well, I'm a big Goldberg guy personally. Way better than Ultimate Warrior. Goldberg was beautifully chaotic in the ring, right? There's a level of volatility that comes with Goldberg matches where it's like, okay, look, we just watched Dean Malenko and Psychosis wrestle. That was fun. Now let me just have some meatheads running into each other, which is what I like. And you know, it was like, is he going to concuss somebody? Is he going to concuss himself? Who knows? He's just this big, bald idiot spearing through people. And that's what Daddy likes. And the streak. I also love the fact that, you know, he would leave for a week and come back and all of a sudden he has like 80 more wins. I respect that. I respect the fakeness of the streak also. The resourcefulness, perhaps.
Because he beat Jerry Flynn in a backyard 75 times on Tuesday.
Hey, it goes in the record book there, pal. Right. Yeah, he's beaten Super Calo on Pro, but hey,
he never touched Super Calo.
Okay.
I bet he did.
He can't fuck Super Calo. Undertaker.
I'll go three. Not as good as Undertaker, but better than Asuka.
I want to go to the chat here. Hello, Mike Peterson says Goldberg Streep was a bunch of crap. Don't even need to read the rest of it. He's right. Thank you. Thank you, LOL.
I disagree.
Yeah, he was probably a little hazy. So, two spaces left. We are going to go next. Tatanka's undefeated streak in the early 90s. Yeah. Dan Job, let's start with you this time.
Oh, I had that. Hold on. You're talking about this fella right here?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But no, his streak sucked. He lost to a Nazi? Get out of here. So five. Five for the Indian or Native American. Five for the Redskins.
Jumping. Jesus.
Oh, he's a football player, I think, right?
Listen, Twinkie the kid over here. I love Tatanka, right? I think he's gone out and said like he probably had 900 wins in that streak, which is much better than Goldberg's win streak. I don't like this is like how we're building them up, is that they're just winning matches. I do love Tatanka. for me it's gonna be three. And it's just based on, like, I don't think that's how you build somebody. I don't think that you should get over by going over. I think it's a fucking horrible long-term booking decision.
All right. So we got left.
Number one, come on.
Number one is left. HK number two. Enjoy it. We got Brian Myers losing streak.
Well, face the facts, really.
I said streaks. I didn't say they were all going to be winning streaks. Which ended with a victory at WrestleMania. So there was a story to it.
Wasn't that on a pre-show, too?
It possibly was.
Zack Ryder? Yikers, dude.
I mean, it's going to be two, because that's all I have left here, unfortunately.
It is two.
The funny thing is that I don't remember this whatsoever. Can somebody give me a fucking, like, a time frame?
I think that would have been about, what, 8 to 10 years ago?
When they brought back the brand split with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon as the GMs, like that era.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Late Jinder Mahal champion era.
Oh, yeah, still pretty gender neutral myself, but interesting.
He lost for 2 years. I think he was over 200.
Fucking 2 years?
Yeah. He was over like 200 losses or something like that. And then he won the tag team titles with Cardona at WrestleMania to end that streak.
Jumping. Jesus, fuck my mother. How did I not remember any of this?
Well, let's not watch the pre-shows on the pay-per-views.
Yeah, I can't believe that he lost for 2 years. And I got nothing. I got nothing on this whatsoever.
You weren't catching his main event matches with Apollo Crews.
I mean, to be fair, WWE wasn't very good at that point, so I don't blame you for having nothing.
That's fair.
I mean, best streak of all time, as far as I'm concerned, personally.
Yeah, so we got streaks. You're we right, got hand job. Brian Myers losing streak, Taker's streak at number two, Goldberg at number three, Asuka at number four, and Tatanka at number five. HK has Taker at number one, Brian Myers is number two, Tatanka three, Goldberg at four, and Asuka at five is at five. So that's blind rankings.
Man,
they're not all going to be winners.
Love it. I absolutely love it. Now, there's something I wanted to touch on here.
Okay.
Well, not that. Take it easy. Move, damn it. Anyways,
write that down, Brendo.
So today is the 30th, March 30th.
It is
28 years ago today was the night after WrestleMania 14. Now, Duke and I just kicked off our year of Duke and Rogue covering, 14 to 15, but we're starting with this Raw in particular. And that episode came out today. Not why I wanted to bring it up. I want to get your guys' thoughts on that Raw itself, because I've recently watched it a handful of times. And I mean, I think there's a lot of things that happened at that Raw. I mean, Handjob, you were what? I think you were 3-4 years old, 98?
I was 5 years old in 98.
Jesus.
I think because it was in April, or no, it was March 30th. You just said it. So I had just turned five.
So, Brundlefly, you're
back. I was 11. Or no, I was 16.
I have gone back and watched it.
Okay. No, that was, in my opinion, that's probably one of the biggest WrestleManias, or not like post WrestleMania Raws that we've ever had. But like the wrestling on it is absolutely shit. The happenings were just fucking crazy.
It's the Attitude Era.
28 years later, man, today. What do you remember from that Raw?
I think it was like a big hard reset for WWE. Like, okay, before this we were doing The Nation, we were doing Shawn Michaels as champion, and you know, we had Cactus Jack and Funk and all that. And they just put the reset button on it. They said, okay, here's the new DX. This is going to be a faction to contend with. Here's the new Rock is the new leader of the Nation officially. We're going to push Rocky to the moon. it's not the official kickoff of Austin McMahon, but certainly it was a big part of the story there. Yeah, you know, time. You got Kane just lost to Undertaker, but that story's still going. So to me, it felt like a big hard reset and a reset in the right direction. That's for sure. Because
I mean,
83 weeks ended in what, the next week, I believe.
Yeah, and you're talking about big and hard. You got Val Venus's vignette airs, right?
Oh, yeah, big, yeah. Huge. Val Venus,
fucking Kai and Tai. They Kai show Tai up.
Debuts, yeah.
Huge, huge hand job. Talk to me, stud.
I mean, Kurgan beats Chains. Huge, huge moment in time.
Yep.
Love me some Kurgan.
If just off the top of my head, I think Jeff Jarrett beat Aguila. Aguila, that's
correct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, S.A. Rios. So that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. I mean, it was a good, you know, around 2 minutes, 38 seconds, I think, if I remember correctly. Yeah, no, the DX thing, I think, is like the main. Obviously, Austin coming out. I think they debuted the new belt.
Big Eagle.
That night, right? Yep. Big Eagle.
Yep.
Which is what I grew up on. So that's a big situation there. Yeah, DX, the good version of DX, because I'm living through the Shawn Triple H China version of DX, and it's not very good. But when they bring the New Age Outlaws into the equation and X-Pac comes back, he shoots a promo on Eric Bisch on Raw, that was a lot. And then this wasn't the cage match.
Yes,
was it?
It was.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. So that whole thing. Oh, yeah, that's how they debuted that Laws and DX.
Yeah.
They had teased it, I remember, a couple of times months leading up to it, but it was never official.
Yeah, I mean, it set the tone for, like, the next couple of years. I mean, Outlaws were going to be over like a rover pretty much right away after this. And Triple H, kind of the leader of the definitely the leader of the faction. We all know what ended up with that. And then now we're out of the Shawn and Bret era officially. So it's now it is like a new era, but like it was. Yeah. So
is it the most memorable? I mean, it's got to be at least top three, I would say. But like from a reset, a night, especially a night after WrestleMania, is it the most important? Is it the most memorable? Is it? I mean, because again, you have Farouk's kicked out of the Nation. The Rock does the people's eyebrow, right? That's the high sign. They're like, oh, wait a second, what did he do there? We got the people's eyebrow that night. I mean, we got obviously Kai and Tai is not the biggest thing in the world, but Kai and Tai does show up. Val Venus's vignette. We obviously that's there. The Pac coming in, they just tell him, oh, he's just kid for the time being. The news
of
the
evening gown match.
Oh golly, yeah, fuck that. Like I just don't know that I can think of a Raw that was quite this meaningful as a Raw after WrestleMania.
I don't know if it's as meaningful, but memorable. I would say the Raw with the Ziggler cash in and also Fandango. And,
okay.
I mean, like Fandango was, they chanted for Fandango that whole night to the point where they had to bring him out after the cameras went off.
Brundlefly, come on. Wait a fucking second. No.
I said memorable. I didn't say meaningful.
We have
people remember Fandango chants on the at the on that ball.
We have
yes.
We have Austin, like the real
again, I said memorable, not meaningful. Man.
And you're like, you know what, Fandango.
The Fandango era has begun.
Now, if you were to flip the channel same night, and I know Brundlefly told you this, but hands up, Kyle, do you know what was on WCW Nitro that night, that same night?
I don't. Please inform me.
This was Jericho and his list of 1,004 holes.
Oh,
you remember the list, right?
Yeah, sure. 1,004. Yeah. Moss covered three-handled credenza.
Yep. Yeah, well, family credenza, but yeah.
Family credenza, my bad. Yeah, my apologies.
Yeah. No, it's
lots of arm bars as well.
Right punch. Jericho probably had the most memorable thing on Nitro that night. easily, right? That's something that we still remember, but still nothing touching Monday Night Raw that night.
Do you have the card in front of you? I'm interested to see what
on Nitro. I don't have that card. Well, Brother Fly, you quick fingers, slap them around.
Pulling it up,
we
now.
Slaps them.
Here we go.
I do that at the office all the time. Like if I want to feel like or I want people to think that I'm working hard, I'll take like my mouse and do it. I'll hammer on my keyboard like extra tough. People are like, golly, that Kevin, he's really working hard. He's pissed today. I'm like, god damn it.
So I got this card, and there's no was this 3 hour Nitros yet? Because this is a lot of freaking matches.
I'm pretty sure Nitro's at three at this point.
All right. 98, yeah. So it kicks off with the amazing match of High Voltage versus not the Beverly Brothers, but Wayne Bloom and Mike Enos.
Okay, yeah.
And then you move into Saturn versus Finley, or defeats Finley. And you got Chris Jericho retains the Cruiserweight title over Marty Jannetty.
Oh, Jannetty should have won.
And then, this has got to be a banger. Prince Iaukea defeats Glacier.
Taff Cappy? Hell yeah.
Juventud over El Dandy.
Juventud?
Yeah. Chavo Guerrero Jr. over a very young Kazayashi. Buff Bagwell versus Raven in a no contest. That's a weird match.
Yeah, a no contest involving Raven and the NWA. Like, come on.
Yeah. I don't remember the mixing, seconds. So that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
You got Kidman defeating the Disco Inferno. Jim Neidhart defeats Kurt Hennig by DQ.
Fucking awesome.
Booker T and Chris Benoit go to a time limit draw for the television title. Psychosis and Ultimo Dragon in a no contest. You got Bill Goldberg continuing the streak against Ray Traylor. Kevin Nash and Randy Savage to beat Luger and Sting. And then it is topped off by Hogan losing to Roddy Piper via DQ.
That is a shoe. No joke, man.
That is a lot of matches. Geez,
that's a lot of matches. Yikers.
Yeah.
I feel like some of those had to have been dark matches.
They're probably all like 2 minutes, though, at most.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, over on the USA Network, every match on fucking Raw was like 2 minutes long.
I believe it.
And except Mark for the Booker T Chris Benoit match, which would have been 10.
Was that part of their best of seven? Were they not quite there yet?
It doesn't specifically say it is, but maybe that starts it off. It's possible.
Like
it. Like, it's time limit draw. Let's have a best of seven or at that point.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Prince Iaukea versus Glacier. I can't. They put that on TV against the formation of DX. Woof.
That's tough.
But that Raw was, as far as wrestling goes, that Raw was just shit. It's absolutely fucking atrocious.
I'm sure at this point, most of the Raws are probably going to be like that.
I bet the crowd was hot for it, though.
Oh,
yes. Oh, my God, yes.
But as a wrestling show, yuck.
Gives a shit about wrestling. Kurgan! Chains!
Not chains, no.
Headbangers!
I'll give you...
Bombastic Midnight Bob.
Express. Yeah, exactly. Bodacious Bart. Come on, now. Man, Dan Severn!
Bart kicks ass. No, Dan Severn does everything in slow motion. But fucking Bart kicks ass, man. Bart should have. There should have been more with Bart. I think he had two of the things. He just needed to work on the stick, right?
Yeah, he could have been a boxer. Could have been the new Mark Merrow.
Don't you ever say anything like that again,
Mark Merrow. He also fought Butterbean. He came out on the better end of the stick there.
Yeah.
The bitter end of the stick. Why are you tasting sticks? What are you gonna the bitter end of the stick?
Maybe it's a cinnamon stick.
Man, it's
a good point. Put it in his oatmeal.
I put Mexican cinnamon sticks in my tea in the morning.
Is that innuendo?
No,
it's just, you say teeth?
Honesty. No, it's just honesty. No, my tea. Yeah.
Okay. Mexican nice, cinnamon, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. Olay.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, it's just honesty. It's just honesty. All right. Hands up, Kyle, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
No, I appreciate the invite. Always a hoot with you boys.
It's good. What are you doing right now, man? You still got that show you're doing?
Yeah, a little. you're still toiling around down there in that bullshit. Yes, I am. The apron bump. So if you guys liked all this old school wrestling, hop on over. Check out the Apron Bump podcast. I've had these boys on several times. Had Matt, had Double T on. It's always a hoot when the wizards come into the palace.
Is that what you call it, a palace now?
When it's you guys, because you're wizards. Wizards live in palaces. No, they don't live in palaces. They live in like, where do wizards live?
They could live in palaces.
This wizard lives in a palace.
Your pal ass? I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely lives in a pal's ass.
There it is. See? I fumbled it, but you picked it up there, Brundlefly.
That's what teamwork. I'm here for.
Makes the dream work.
You do know what a pal is, right?
A bro.
A pal?
Yeah. If you seem like a pal, are you a pal, Anjab?
You call me a fart knocker?
No. I just asked. You seem like a pal. You're a pal?
I could be a pal. I've been known to pal around.
Gotcha. Well, pal's a friend who'll go to town and get two blowjobs, come back and give you one.
Oh, that's a lot of information. I'm going to have to digest that for a little bit. I don't know if I agree with it. I might.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, sure. Where are you at? What's the next stop here, Handjob, on the old apron bump?
Next stop. Well, we got Starrcade 97 coming up soon on the old apron bump. Which will be a big rootin' tootin' one, kind of in the similar era that we were just talking about. But that'll be fun. I'm doing a little hot takes episode this week. I asked some of the listeners, the people on the social media, what kind of WrestleMania hot takes they have. Brundo submitted one. We'll get all nice and dicey and sweaty in there. So it'll be a fun little chill episode this week. But then we got Starrcade after that. And you want to hear about your TNAs and your Ring of Honors and whatnot, that's also there in the archives. So, yeah. So it's a buffet over there. Something for everybody.
Oh, absolutely is. I like what you do over there, Handjob. Kyle been on the show a couple of times there. Me and old Duke, he's still picking out his hat for the next appearance.
I will say, join Kyle's Discord. Try and do his picks, because
hell yeah, brother. Predictions champion. Today,
my headphones are too big. You could be the winner of an apron bump apron.
Have you worn that just the apron yet? Have you just been in the kitchen just wearing that yet?
You know, when I received it, I thought about posting a picture of just the apron in me and just the apron. It might still happen.
Yeah, it's still young.
Him in the apron and two condoms. Okay. He was wearing them on his hands for some reason. He's still figuring those out.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get there.
I definitely don't know how to use condoms. I got a kid.
Well, you know,
I definitely don't know how to use condoms.
I got a kid.
He was wearing it on his hands while he was doing it. And whoops!
He's like, no,
the manual.
Don't worry, babe. I'm ready.
Nothing shooting out of here. Fucking lobster hands.
I think that's how he goes manual on himself now.
Yeah, built-in
only way he can.
Bingo.
Never have that's too fine. Much protection here. Let me get the
easy cleanup. Yeah.
Bingo.
Bingo it's bongo. Still going to be the same amount of.
Well, if you put a third one on.
Oh, gosh, he's triple. He's tripling up.
Yeah, the old triple risky.
It's like going down a slip and slide.
Brenda flies the new trips. It's, Oh my gosh. All right. That's enough. Unless you got anything else, guys.
So if you want to get something sensual. I'm all out.
Do you want me to hit the thing, HK?
Brenda fly with it. I think you can cue the music.
All right.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Let me see if I do this right.
Let's see if he does this right.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank all those that support us over on Patreon. Remember, just for $1 a month, you can join on Patreon. Free, you get the free Wizards Weekly. Drop some more, and you get your name right here. Just like these fine fellows. We got Manny Crozzo, Kate Hendler, Gensler, I knew it. High Five Tom, Casey Ellsworth, Jesse Ellsworth. Emily Brock, I Dump Biscuits, Brian Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, and I think I forgot somebody else.
David Henry Power, D.H. Beagle! Night, Diana.
Happy Mother's Day.